Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's History Podcast. My name is Kamal, and I'll be your host as we cover the fascinating story of one of the greatest kings of India, Rajaraja I of the Chola dynasty. Rajaraja I, also known as Rajaraja the Great, ruled from 985 to 1014 CE and is remembered for expanding the Chola Empire through his wars and conquests. While most other kings never ventured outside of India, Chola was very, very brave and unique in that he did expand outside of India. At its peak, his empire controlled much of South India and Sri Lanka, making the Cholas one of the most powerful kingdoms in India at that time. Rajaraja I was born Arul Muri Varman around 947 CE. He was the younger brother of Aditya II and succeeded his father Parandaka Cholan to the Chola throne. He adopted the title Rajaraja, meaning King of Kings. So, what was his military campaigns like? So, let's look at his earliest military campaign, which was against Gundalur Sali in modern Kerala around 988 CE. His forces won a decisive victory there, marking the beginning of Rajaraja's many conquests. He then went on to defeat the Cheras and Pandya kings, conquering most of the region. After these victories, he took the title Mumuri Chola, indicating his control of the ancient Tamil lands of Cholas, Pandyas, and Cheras. In around 993 CE, Rajaraja invaded Sri Lanka and captured the northern half of the island. To demonstrate Chola dominance, he constructed several temples there and even renamed some towns after himself. His invasion laid the groundwork for his son Rajendra's full conquest of Sri Lanka a few decades later. Now, during his reign, Rajaraja also conquered parts of Karnataka, defeated the eastern Chalukya kingdom of Vengi, and expanded the Chola influence to the eastern coast near Kalinga, which is modern Orissa. His powerful navy conquered the Maldives Islands, showcasing the Chola's naval supremacy in the Indian Ocean. You might have seen the recent movie from Ponniyin Selvan where they demonstrate how the Chola armed navy was very powerful. Rajaraja I was a unique king who achieved many feats that distinguished him from other kings of his time. He was a skilled military leader who expanded the Chola Empire through his numerous conquests. His military campaign stretched from modern Kerala in the south of Kalinga, in the south, to Kalinga in the east, and large parts of Karnataka. His naval expedition showed Chola dominance in the Indian Ocean by capturing the Maldives Islands. However, Rajaraja was not just a conqueror, he was also an able administrative reformer who initiated major land surveys and reorganized the empire into administrative units. Ruling over large parts of the country, you need strong governance structure, and that's what Rajaraja focused on. This centralized control and strengthened Chola governance. So Rajaraja's patronage of Tamil literature, art, and architecture also sets him apart from other kings. He preserved the hymns of the Saivite saints by collecting and compiling the Devara texts, and he built the magnificent Brihadeeswara temple at Tanjore, a masterpiece of Dravidian architecture that endures through this day. Even now, you can go to Tanjore and look at the marvel that stands there. The Brihadeeswara temple is humongous, and it's insane to even think about how that was built at that point in time. Rajaraja's achievements were beyond his many wars and conquests. He carried out a major land survey, as I mentioned earlier, and reorganized his empire. Rajaraja died in 1014 CE after a long and eventful reign of nearly three decades. He left behind an empire vastly expanded in size and power, a legacy his son Rajendra would build upon even further. Rajaraja's achievements have earned him a place among the greatest kings of Indian history. He combined his military brilliance with administrative reforms and cultural patronage. His achievements during the long reign of nearly 3 decades earned him the epithet Rajaraja the Great. His unique combination of attributes made him a truly remarkable ruler of the Chola Empire. Well, I'm hopeful that you were fascinated to learn about Rajaraja I. Now, in the coming episodes, we're going to look at other kings of the Chola Empire. We'll also look at the military conquests of the Chola kings in Southeast Asia as well. That brings us to the end of our episode on Rajaraja Chola, the mighty Chola king. I hope this look at his life, conquests, and achievements has been both informative and enjoyable. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating. It helps me create more history podcasts for you. Until next time, thanks for listening.